Well, as you probably know, Tex Morton was in town during the week with the Maria Dallas Country Show. And I asked him what he thought of country and western music and how he thinks it's retained its popularity over the years when all other musical fads have come and gone, and country and western music's still living on, and as you know, it's getting really popular now. Well, Tex, what can you do? Tell me about that.
Well, I must have a high opinion of country and western, Graham, because it's paid the rent for more years than I care to remember, since around 1933 or 4 or something like that. And in answer to your other question, I think it's retained its popularity due to its simplicity. These musical fads come and go, but there's always that solid core of country and western listeners who still keep buying the records and listening to the programs, and now I'm pleased to see it's on its way back. It's never been out as far as I'm concerned. As you know, in America, there are stations, 50,000 watts, clear channel stations, which play nothing but 24 hours a day, play country and western. I don't exactly know whether I could go for that or not as a solid diet. I have heard them, and I don't listen to them 24 hours a day. I lived there for some years, 12, 14 years. But in Australia, we notice the same trend, and I have only been here a few days back in New Zealand, but I notice that people here are switching back to country and western. I think it's due to the fact that it's simple music, the words can be heard, at least you know what the fellow's singing about or the girl is singing about. And in the old days, when I first started in country and western, I found that it was the simplicity that sold it then, because the fellow on the farm or the joker who likes to plunk away on a little guitar, he may not play it well, then again he may play better than the artist who's recording. But he likes to identify himself with the singer, the artist. He's simple little songs he thinks he can sing himself.
You started quite a while back now. When you first got going, were you accepted, or was it quite a struggle to get well known?
Oh, no, it was a big battle. Nobody wanted to listen to it. They didn't like it at first. I found that I was making the mistake of trying to sing it in the cities. That was in Sydney and Melbourne, Auckland, Wellington. So, quite by accident, on my tours in the country, I found that country and western music was the most popular. People just hadn't heard it. They'd heard overseas artists on records, like the old late beloved Jimmy Rogers or Carson Robertson and people like that. And then I went to the record companies and asked them where they sold most of their country and western records. And not very much to my surprise, they told me in certain country areas. So that's where I concentrated. Later, many years later, I was gradually accepted in the cities. And then, of course, came the big boom, and country and western is now, I think, here to stay.
Have you got your own radio show in Australia, or...?
Yes, I'm with ABC. That's the Australian Broadcasting Commission, and I'm their country and western man. It's a network show. It's on 57 stations. It's right across the country on Saturday night, so at 6 o'clock.
Do you think you'll stay in Australia, or would you like to come back to New Zealand again?
Oh, I intended to retire when I was 50, but I've been still got itchy feet. I ramble around, and if some entrepreneur says to me there's a six-month tour of South Africa coming up, or we want you to fly to Japan or the Philippines or somewhere, I still do it. I enjoy it. I like traveling. I've never become tired of it.